Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris here, and there seems to be one or two rants going on at the moment on Audio Boo, so I thought I would add my own. My rant, and I'm starting off calmly because I know myself very well, but the time I get halfway through this boo, I will probably be shouting. My rant is about TV licensing, or at least the letters you get from TV licensing. Let me explain a little bit. I don't have a TV. I don't watch TV as it's being shown on any device, nor do I record TV as it's being shown on any device. This is the only reason somebody needs a TV license. Not for the fact that you own a TV, a computer, a games console or a mobile phone or any device that enables you to watch a TV live. You only need a TV license if you are going to watch a live broadcast. Now, by live broadcast, I don't mean a live broadcast, for example, watching the World Cup live. A live broadcast in this case indicates a programme being shown at a scheduled time. So, for example, if EastEnders is due to start at 7:30 on BBC One and you're watching it from 7:30 until 8 o'clock when it finishes, roughly, then you are watching a live broadcast. You are watching TV as it's being shown. Therefore, you need a TV licence. If you don't watch it but record it at that point, you also need a TV licence. When you don't need a TV licence is when you then go onto BBC iPlayer at 8 o'clock and watch EastEnders. You do not need a TV licence then. You don't need a TV licence if you're watching a DVD on your DVD player, previously recorded DVDs. Whether or not they're films or anything, you do not need a TV licence. You do not need a TV licence if you're using a mobile phone to watch iPlayer on, or your computer, even your TV. As long as you are not watching a scheduled programme at the time it's scheduled, and you're watching, if you're not watching it then, or recording it then, you do not need a TV licence. Most of us can do without a TV licence today, with iPlayer. TVs have iPlayer built into them these days. Four On Demand is available. ITV3 have their own version of iPlayer. Or Catch Up TV. Catch Up TV, you do not need a TV license for. That is why I don't have a TV. Now, I could have a television and I could have it set up with an iPlayer system. I don't do that. My old TV was broken and I can't really be bothered to get a new one. But I will get a monitor soon and do it that way. But my rant here is based on this. I keep getting letters from the TV licensing telling me, you know, dear sir, you don't seem to have a telly license. Give us a bell and we'll sell you one. I'll read a bit of this letter that I received in March. Now, I'd had three letters previous to this letter and I'd ignored them all. Except the first one, where I did actually get in touch with them to tell them I don't have a television and said I don't need you to remind me anymore. And they said, fine, you won't get any more letters. Since then, I've had four. And this is the second to last letter. The second to last letter is black. It's in black ink. It has just a red circle around a maximum fine of £1,000 logo on the front of the letter. But the rest is in blue and black. And it says, dear sir, madam, ignoring this letter could cost you a lot more than the licence fee. We understand you may be busy, but since you didn't respond to our last letter, an investigation into your property has now begun. An investigation into my property. Let me read more. Sounds intriguing. It could sound scary to somebody. You can stop the investigation, but you need to buy a licence without delay. Now, hang on a minute. Did I not just say I don't have a TV, nor do I watch live TV, or more importantly, I do not watch live TV. I do not watch TV as it's being broadcast, nor record it. So, I can stop the investigation, but I need to buy a licence without delay to do so. There is a caveat to this at the very bottom of the letter, but we'll get to that. Because after this, there's bulletin points telling me how I can spread the cost of this payment to them for a licence I don't have that I need, etc. Or, if I already have a licence, I need to move it from my old address to my new address. Well, I don't have a license and I haven't moved house. Then it goes on to say, a court appearance could cost you over £1,000. As your details, now listen to this, as your details have now been passed on to our enforcement division, a visit to your property is being authorised. Now let me just stop that there. What details? Where's the Data Protection Act coming in here? What details are they talking about? I think I need to investigate this further. I will be investigating it further because I did threaten them 3 times ago. This happens every year. I did threaten them 3 years ago that if I got any more letters like this, I would take them to court for harassment and more. And I think I'm going to do so. My details have been passed, blah. If you are found to be watching TV illegally, whether on a telly, TV, computer, mobile phone or anything else, you may face prosecution and a fine of up to £1,000 in addition to legal costs. Well, that's all very pleasant so far, isn't it? That's a nice letter, nice gentle introduction to somebody, some dear old lady sitting at home, some vulnerable person going through depression, someone who's finding financial things difficult at the moment in time. It's all very nice and warming for that person to listen to. Then it says, and this is where we'll go back, where I said at the beginning of the letter, it said, you can stop the investigation, but you need to buy a licence without delay. Remember that? Well, at the very bottom now, the last paragraph of this, it says, of course, if you don't need a licence, we'd like to stop writing to you. So please let us know. Hang on a minute. I have to tell somebody I don't need something. I have to let them know I don't need something. Does that mean I have to go down to Dixon's, Comet, Argos and tell them I don't need a tumble dryer? Does that mean every single morning I have to go down to my shop and say I don't need a pint of milk because my milkman delivers one? Does that mean I have to... Well, you get the picture, don't you? I mean, how ludicrous is that? I have to let them know I don't need something. Surely if I needed a TV licence, I would let them know. But not if I don't need one. This is the whole problem with TV licensing and red letters. It's the reverse of the norm. Because I shall now go on to the letter I received today. This is a red letter. Now, what does a red letter imply to you? A red letter implies to me that I owe somebody money. If I get a red letter through the door, it's usually an indication that I'm late on paying something, a final reminder for something, usually to do with money, let's face it, but a final demand or whatever, I owe somebody money. So why do the TV licensing people send a red letter out? Why do they colour it red in the same manner? Why does their logo go from being TV licensing on a black background to TV licensing on a red background? Why is the letter now suddenly edged in red, bordered in red? Why on the back of the letter, where it tells you how you can spread payments and things like that, and what if you don't need a licence, is that usually in blue and black, but now it's all in red and black? Why is this the case when I don't owe them any money? This is indicating, by sending this out to anybody, that we owe them money. Now, this may be the case. This may be that I had a TV licence and I forgot to pay it. But even so, that doesn't mean I owe them money. That is not the same as, for example, having a payment on a car plan or something like that. Because, and the simple reason is because I could have got rid of that television at any time. And it's not for my, it should not be up to me to inform a TV licensing company that I have a TV any more than it should be there, up to them to send me red letters. You see, a TV is a choice. You can choose to have a TV to watch live TV or broadcast TV. You can choose to do that. At that point of choice, my argument is a license should also be purchased with a TV. It should be inherent. It should be part and parcel of it, not separated. TVs should be sold with a license built in. That's it. If you ever get rid of that TV, then you can claim back any outstanding on the licence. But the TV should be sold with a system set up already in place for a direct debit, a transfer of some sort of money for a licence for at least a year. However, let me go back to the second letter. It says, enforcement officers have now been authorised to visit DE11 blank blank blank. My address, basically. Dear Sir, Madam, your details have been passed to the Nottingham Enforcement Division and we have authorised a visit to this address. As your property is still unlicensed, hang on a minute, I'll stop there. My property unlicensed. I thought I needed a TV licence. Or I thought that's what you thought I needed. I don't need a TV licence because I don't have a TV and I'm not watching TV illegally. So I don't need one of those. But with this idea of my property is still unlicensed. My property. So it isn't a TV licence then, it's a property licence. That's quite confusing really, isn't it? As your property is still unlicensed, watching or recording television programmes as they are being shown on TV is against the law. Now, this is what I tried to explain earlier, and this is the bit that you have to remember. Watching or recording television programmes as they are being shown on TV is against the law. But it isn't against the law if you're playing catch-up on iPlayer, because I phone them up. I've had this debate over many times with them. Enforcement officers may visit to check if you or anyone else is watching telly illegally, TV illegally. How you can stop this visit? You can either buy a licence or move your existing licence to your new address. Now these are in bulletin points. But then of course it says, of course, if you do not need a licence, we would like to stop writing to you. Please visit to let us know. We may confirm this with a visit. So again, I'm having to put myself out to tell somebody I don't need something. I don't need something, so I've got to get in touch. And the only way I can get in touch with them, by the way, is on the website. So if you're somebody without, for example, a computer or internet access, you can't do it. Or via a 0300 number, which is on the back of the letter. Now, let's supposing that you don't have a landline or a telephone. How can you get in touch with them? Let's supposing, like me, only have a mobile. And this particular number doesn't come out of my inclusive minutes. That becomes a premium rate number to call. So that's going to cost me a lot of money. Who's going to reimburse me the money for phoning up to tell a company I don't need their services? Why would I phone up a company to tell them I don't need them? It's ludicrous. Ludicrous. Anyway, this is basically the end of my rant, because it says at the bottom of the letter, what to expect when you are visited. Enforcement officers visit properties every day of the week, mornings and evenings. They will show you proof of identity before investigating your property and will be courteous at all times. Well, they don't have to enter my property without the relevant warrant. It has to have a warrant to enter my premises. An enforcement officer does not have a legal obligation, a legal right to enter my property without the correct documentation. So even if you get an enforcement officer at the door, you can turn them away. If they find you are watching or recording TV illegally, now this is a big if, because they have to catch you in the act. You can have a television on, you can have it running, you can be on that TV watching a DVD. You don't need to buy a licence and they can't say that you do. They may say, well, you've got a telly, it has the ability, and this is what's happened to me before. They have turned around to me and said, that TV has the ability to record live programmes and gives you the ability to watch them. They tried to trick me with this once, so I looked into it further. Yes, the TV may have it sold as that way, but because it's sold without a licence, it's not implicit that I will be doing so. Just because a TV has the ability to let me watch it, watch these programmes, these scheduled programmes, it doesn't mean that I'm doing so. If it did, if that was inherent, then the TV has to come with a licence built in, not as a secondary option, which is what happens. We buy a telly and then we've got the option to buy a licence whether we're going to watch TV or not, as it were. So I had all this out with them. So they're welcome to come around to my property, but bear that in mind. You can be your television can be on, as long as it's not you're not watching a program or recording a program as it's being shown. If you're watching iPlayer on your television, you don't need a license. If you're watching a DVD on your television, you don't need a license. If your television's on for your Game Boy or your console, you don't need a license. And they can't tell you that you do either at that moment, just because that television's in. This is something else I learned. They said to, also, I've had on another visit, you have an aerial and it's plugged into the aerial. That's correct. Why is that if you're not watching or recording TV? Well, because I need that aerial, because if you look, it's going through a box so that I can watch on demand. I pay for that instead, through my Freeview box. Sorry? Yes, you see, I can pay for on-demand TV without watching the broadcast television. I'm paying for those channels, but I still need the aerial to do that, you see. There are many ways around this. The only way, I'm not suggesting this as cop-outs not being caught, because of course if you're watching TV illegally, then you deserve everything you get. I'm not advocating this at all. But these are points that everybody should be aware of. The actual limitations for a licence are quite limiting. You don't really need one, especially today, with catch-up TV. If they are found, you may be cautioned and your statement taken in compliance with the Police and Criminal Evidence Act 1984 or Scottish Criminal Law. Should this visit lead to prosecution, you may find a court summons and a fine for £1,000 plus legal costs. If you continue watching TV, you will also have to pay for a TV licence. So there you go. All that for somebody who hasn't got a television, who doesn't need a TV licence, and yet is expected to tell somebody, I don't need a TV licence. I'm sorry, it doesn't wash with me. When you come and visit me and find me in and walk, and I'll let you into my house, I shall make you a cup of tea, and I shall just say, could I have the details of who I need to write to, because I'm now going to take the TV licensing company to court for harassment, because this is a third year running this has happened to me. And I have warned them, it's not like I haven't. I have told them that I don't want any letters. I will inform them. They know by the electoral roll who's living at this address. It's not difficult to find that out. So to say to the legal occupier, they know I'm still here. That data's out there. I've had that argument with them, you see, before too. Well, we don't know. It could be somebody new in the house. Well, you'd find that out, surely. That's easy to find out who's in the property today. That data's available. Anyway, enough of me. Enough of my rant. That's been going on for far too long. But it grates me. Thanks for listening. And as always, take care. If relevant, God bless. Bye now.